Zimbabwe is ripe for a really strong opposition party, because ZANU-PF is really killed the country, killed its economy, which led to the death of its own currency, sent millions of people outside of the country. But there's nobody at this particular moment really articulating this properly. Of course, Joyce Mujuru, Didma Mutasa, and so on, who have been thrown out this time around, have every right to fight against those who have thrown them out, because they were in the liberation movement together. They know each other well. And you can't have people who are really not directly involved, like President Mugabe's wife at the moment, you know, rising up so fast within the party. So it has become a one-party dictatorship, or one would say autocratic governance. And you need to really deal with that phenomenon and turn it back. It will need those who are thrown out, as Joyce Mujuru, Didmus Mutasa, and the others, to change their mindset.
So in a way, Professor Kutu, are you saying that there's no life outside ZANU-PF, so they have to stick by ZANU-PF?
No, I don't think they have to. They have been thrown out of ZANU-PF, but the question is for them to reinvent themselves. And if they are unable to reinvent themselves, then everything will continue, and ZANU-PF will continue to damage the country